USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the U.S. defense strategy must be dynamic and fluid in a fast-changing world.
Ensuring that the security of American people, our interests, and the interests of our allies means having to constantly adapt to anything and everything that's happening around the world.
Opening a meeting with top U.S. defense officials, Biden citing Russia's war against Ukraine. He called it brutal and unjustified. The CDC is asking the Department of Justice to appeal Monday's ruling that voided the federal mask mandate for mass transportation. In a statement, the health agency saying wearing masks on indoor transportation remains necessary for the public health. It comes after a federal judge in Florida ruled the CDC overstepped its authority by ordering and extending the mask mandate. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
There are now more than 5 million Ukrainian refugees. It's one of the largest refugee crises since World War II in Europe. After a brief plateau in totals, they began to rise again as Russia started its invasion into western Ukraine, targeting Lviv. This, as the United States is planning to send another $380 million in aid to Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he hopes the EU holds Russia accountable for the war crimes they have committed against Ukrainians.
I am convinced that with our joint efforts, we will be able to inflict liability on all those guilty, and I do assure you that we will find everybody.
A mixed bag on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 249 points to close at 35,160. The S&P fell by 2 points. The NASDAQ lost 166. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The United Nations is continuing to debate veto power. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry explains.
The United Nations is debating a provision that would require the 5 permanent members of the body's Security Council, the United States, United Kingdom, France, China, and Russia, to justify invoking their veto powers. The reform to the Security Council regained new traction following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Moscow has used its veto power to limit actions by the United Nations Security Council since invading in late February.
One of the original streaming services is reporting a loss in subscribers.
Netflix reported a loss of 200,000 subscribers during the first quarter, and it foreshadows trouble ahead. The company's shares cratered more than 25% in extended hours after the report on more than a full day's worth of trading volume. Fellow streaming stocks Roku, Spotify, and Disney also tumbled in the after-hours market after Netflix's brutal update. The streaming service is forecasting a global paid subscriber loss of 2 million for the second quarter. The last time Netflix lost subscribers was more than a decade ago. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Gas prices are ticking up another penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA. This is the third day in a row the national average price for regular is up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.